Leinenin v'leimaylin. But like, let's say before you bring the second one, then this first one. Oh no, you know, after you bring the second one, so now the first one has to go lamisa. So now, leinenin means midirabonin, you can't have enough from it. But v'leimaylin, there's no issa mila. Because midi raisa, since the lachur is supposed to be lamisa, it's not aymut fakrover anymore, so it loses its kedusha goes off, and therefore there's no issa mila midi raisa. Yeah. Or let me skip some of the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said the bottom Mishnah, what the last three words was, v'yein oisa tmura. Who are the nice? Once is neschapru, yadi kipru, like once you brought the second chattis, now the first one does not make tmura. And the reason is for this halacha, because it loses its kedusha saguf. That's why it's only also to have a norm midi rabbonin, but not midi raisa. Since it's lemisa, it's not midi, it loses its kedusha saguf. So therefore it can't make tmura. But what's going to be v'yimach le'kipru habaylim? Let's say you did not bring the second korban. Again, you set aside one chattis and you lost it, and then you brought you set aside a second one. And now before you brought the second one, you found the first one. So now before you bring the second one, the lachar is this first one is tiroach yistovu. If you be smart, like, you don't have to let it die, so you could wait with it until it becomes a balmum, and then when it comes a balmum of a timocher, you could sell it. And v'yavi v'demei acheres, with its money, you could bring another one. So if you be smart, like, don't bring the second one until the first one becomes a balmum. So therefore, since the first one is not l'misazla, therefore v'yaisa t'mura, you could make t'mura from the first one, because it's not l'misazla, so it's kedusha, the haguf does not go off it. And therefore, ma'ilam boy, if someone have hano from it from the first one, even though you can't bring it for korbin, but now the din is only tiro, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. But before it becomes a balmum, you're allowed to. Before it becomes a balmum, it has a kedusha saguf. So in the sense, so Rashi learns that the last case in the Mishnah goes on both cases. Rashi learns that v'yimach to chippur abaylim. If you didn't have a kapor, you didn't bring the second korbin. Rashi says at tavoy koi goes on the last two cases of the Mishnah. Kloimar kol zman shlo chippur abaylim. That means shlo rotzel eschapa b'acheres shel tiro means on both cases. Either the case of Ivor Shnosa, let's say you have Yechatis and it became more than a year old, so you can't use it. So even though you set aside a second korbin, but before you brought the second one, the first one does not go lamisa. And therefore, if you be smart, you won't bring the second one until first the first one becomes a balmum, and you'll sell it, and with the money you can bring a korbin. So we'll soon see the Gemara. That's why it's good the Mishnah puts in two different cases. The first three halachis, L'moshem Sinai, it's always L'mis Ozla, there's no way out. But these last two cases of Shivra Shnosa, where the chattis became more than a year old, or else where you lost the first one, you set aside a second one, these last two cases is not always L'mis Ozla. It's only L'mis Ozla if you have your kaporet, if you brought another korban. But before you bring your next korban, the second korban, these two chattises is not L'misa. But rather, you could just let it be tiro and sell it, and with the money, you could bring another korban. Nothing more says, my time loitoni luhu gabi adodi. Like, how come the Mishnah doesn't say all five cases together? Our Mishnah says the first three cases and stops. Then it says the next two cases. Smor says, yes, we do teretz poshid. Reisha psikale. The reisha, these first three cases of lad chattis and tmuras chattis and chattis shemesa balea, they're always Thomas, there's no way out. That's psiko, they always have to die. But the safe for the last two cases of Rosh Nosa became more than a year old, or else where you lost your first cub and you brought a second one, life psikale, it's not for sure, it has to die. Like we said, it's only Thomas when you makriv your second korban. But if you don't makriv your second chattis, then the first one is not lemisazla. Nothing more says, Lomali lemisni gabi mila, Lomali lemisnayo gabi tmur. Now, our Mishnah is repeated in Masechta Mila also. Sakim says here, Masechta tmur, and again in Masechta Mila. The third says, Poshid, Tarna hoch et tmur. The Ike here, why the Mishnah brings it down here, was it teaches the loch of tmura. That by Vivishinoso, so Achla nischapru bailim, it could make tmura. But once it's nischapru bailim, you can't make tmura. But since it talks about tmura here, it says the loch of mila also. V'aydi t'toni tmura t'ona nami mila. It ends off the Mishnah talks about hilchas mila also. That it's le'nenin, but le'moylin. And now, v'yaydi t'toni gabi mila. Since it's a mesech the mila, it brings down mila to teach us the loch of mila, that's such a korban like this. it, you're not over in Isamila. If the din is Lamisa Azla, so then there's no Isamila. So once it brings down that halacha, Tanin Nami Tumur, it also brings down halacha of Tumura. It teaches what? Teaches halacha of Tumura that it doesn't have Tumura. So therefore, the Mishnah repeated both places, each one for its main halacha by itself. The other Gemara says, Achidish, Omer Rosh Lakish, Chatis, Shibrosh Nosa, you set aside a Chatis, it's supposed to be only less than a year old, and you set it aside when it was less than a year old. And now it became more than a year old, that's called Shibrosh Nosa. So halacha is, Royinoisa, Kilo, Oimedes of Isaac Forest. We have to look as if it's standing in the basic forest cemetery, meaning to say that no kohen could touch it, and just let it v'roye and let it pasture in the field till it becomes a bamum, and then he can sell it and use the money. So Shlaka says, Mashmah, at all times, it's always this way. Any chatish yibrush nosa, according to Shlaka's Mashmah, it's not lemis ozlo, but adarava, it's always this halacha of tiro. That's all. Rashi says, like komokim shi sham roye noisa kiloi aim of basic forest. Yeah. So Mashmah, it's always this way. So where's the question? Tanan, it says, Na Mishnah, Shibrosh Nosa, once the Chatz becomes more than a year old, V'yov, or else you lose it, V'nim says, Balas Mum. And now the one you lost, you found, and you found to be a Bal Mum. So Mishnah says in both these two cases, Yemacha Shekipu Bailim, if you find the one you lost, or else Avrosh Nosa, that you already brought a second carbon, you have your Kaparo, Mesa, that the first one has to go to Misa. And so Tiyufta the Rosh Lakish is a Kashan Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish is Mashmas, never goes to Misa. Rosh Lakish says any time Yechatis became more than a year old, so Pshat is always let it pasture in the field till it becomes a Bamum. Mashmas, there's no way that you have to kill it. And now Mishnah says no, that once you have a Kapur with a second carbon, then this one is Lamisa Azla. So who is a Kashan Rosh Lakish? So Rosh says no. Yomalach Rosh Lakish will answer you and say, Yomalach Rosh Lakish, Kikatoni Ratio. When does the ratio of the Mishnah say? That's Lemisa's law. Kikatoni Ratio, Mesa, Aovda. Only case where you lost the first one. Venim says Balmum. And then you found it, it was a Balmum. Here it says, Yemacha Shekipru Bailam. If the Bailam already brought the second carbon for its Kaparo, then Thomas. Then you have to let the first one die. By over shnosa could be the Mishnah doesn't talk about that. And the case where it's over shnosa, maybe that's not lemisa azla. So Mara says no. Yochi, if so, aim is safer. What's the safer? The Mishnah say, if before the Bailam brought a second korban, if the Bailam does not have his kapara yet, and now you find the first one, so then it's tiro. He let it just pasture in the fields. Ashet is toiv until it becomes a balmum. So the question is, it says until it becomes a balmum. Now, we, Balas Mum, if we're talking about now, that the one that you lost, when you find it, it's a Balmum, so a Mistoi of a Kaimi. So how could the Mishnah say you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum? It's a Balmum already. Sela Mai must be talking about in the case of Avrosh Nosa, where the carbon became more than a year old, so Din is also Tiro. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And it says clearly that it's only before you brought your second carbon. But if you set aside and brought a second carbon, then the first one is not that way. So the Chur, it's a Kash and Rosh Lakish. So Mor says no. Omar Rabba wants answer and says, Hothi Komar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Or else, Hothi Komar, is she the same both? Yeah, Oisha Avda, the Mishnah is this. Oisha Avda, or else where it got lost, Venim says Balmum, is Oiver. Like this, I shoved the case of this, where you lost your first behemoth, and then you found it later that it had a balmum over it. That means the balmum was not kavua, it wasn't for sure a balmum. It was a balmum that's possible to heal up. So now it's like this, if after the bailam brought a second chattis, so now the first one is mesa, he has to let it die. But in kaitim shekipru bailam, if you like find the first one before the bailam brought a second carbon, and he doesn't plan to bring the second one so fast, then the luck of the first one is tiro, let it pasture in the fields, ashetistoiv, but mum kavua, until it will come a mum kavua, permanent mum. And because of that mum, then vitimocha, then you let it sell it. According to Rosh Lakish, the Mishnah is only talking about the case of you were mafresh one khatis and you lost it, then you mafresh a second one. But in the case of Ovrish Nosa, that the Mishnah is not talking about. According to Rosh Lakish, where it's Ovrish Nosa, there's never a din of Misa. It's always Yirah. So Rav says no. Amar Rav, Rav says back to Rabba, Yishno, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. I have two questions against you. Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. Chod, the one question is, Deim Kain, if so, Yishma Miboyle. If the Mishnah is talking about one case where first you found it and it had a mum oiver, so when the Mishnah says now, it shouldn't say Lashon of let it pasture in the fields, it has a mum already oiver. It just should have said Yishma, watch it until that mum itself becomes into a mum kavua. That's what the Mishnah should have said. If it's only talking about just a case of where you lost your chattis and you found it to be a mum, it shouldn't have said let it pasture, it just should have said Yishma, watch it. So Zmashma clearly is talking about Ovar Shnosa. In the case where your chattis became more than a year old, here it says you could pasture in the fields, but only when you didn't bring a second korban. Mashma, once you bring a second korban, then you can't slamisozla, not like Rosh Lakish. That's one question. V'yoyt, secondly, Shibra Shnosa l'mayich ha-sekatoni. Why b'chal does the Mishnah say then this halacha of Ibra Shnosa? Why is that brought down over here? The Cheetah says, like, Kivud l'kayma shum din shum Mishnah, since it doesn't have any halachas of the Mishnah. Shereyim kipru ena mesa, for yes, it's more well and by. Because according to Rosh Lakish, this halach of a chattis, share of Rosh Nosa, it doesn't have to die. So why is it brought down in our Mishnah? It doesn't have the halachas of our Mishnah. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. So it says, rather, ela rather my rov. Rov says like this, Hochi ketoni, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Of Rosh Nosa, in the case where your behemoth chattis became more than a year old, v'ovda, and also it was lost. That's one case, but it has to have two chesroinus. That it was over shnos and it got lost. Then the Mishnah says it goes lemisa. But Rosh Lakish is talking about where you didn't lose it, so then you don't. It doesn't go lemisa. Then the Mishnah says a second case. Oy ovda el stam, you set aside one chattis and you lost it. V'nim says balamum. Then when you found it, you found it to be a balamum. So achas, the Mishnah says the difference is that achas shekipro balam, if the balam already brought a second korban, then mesa. Then in these two cases, the first korban that you find or over shnos, after you found it, you have to let it die. Kaidiv shekipro balam, before the balam brought a second korban, he doesn't have his kapara yet. Then tiro, just let it pasture in the fields. Ashet istoy v'tumacher. So that's what the Mishnah means. But the reason why the Mishnah knows by over shnos as lemisa, it's only because also it was lost. But if it wasn't lost, it wasn't the second chesaron, then it would not be lemisa. So Mor says, if so, v'tzorach lemisna, the Mishnah has to say both cases. V'tzorach lemisna im ovdo gabe balas mum, v'gabe ovrishnos, has to say both cases. Huaydi tona gabe shivrishnos, would have just said the case where you have yechat that then became more than a year old, and now you lost it. I would have thought to say hosamu to mahani layovdo. Therefore, you understand that once you lose it, it goes lemisa. If you bring a second one, you have a kapara already. Because the first one is not fit to be used at all. It's over shnosa, and it was lost, so it's like not fit for the chattis at all. That's why it's like dochui, it goes lemisa. Avo balas mum. But in the case with stam, you lost your carbon, and you found that it's only a balas mum. It wasn't over shnosa. Di loy mum, if it wouldn't be for the mum on the animal, chazia. Like this is not considered a psul haguf. Not that the goof itself changed. It has something wrong with it right now. It's a mum. But it's still only less than a year old. Same aloy tahani layov. I would have thought to say, even though it was lost, maybe still you don't have to bring lamisa azla. Kamash lo no, still it goes lamisa. Now, vi toni gabi balas mum. Would have just said the chiddush. When you find that it's a bal mum, that if you bring a kapor, it goes lamisa. Hosum udim hani layov. There I understand why if you lost it first, it helps. It goes lamisa. Mishum deloy chazi liakrovom. Because it's not fit for any korban. Since the korban has a bal mum, even though it's not a psul aguf, but lemais, the kozman that has a mum, you can't bring it for korban. Avol yibrush nosa. But a behemoth that became 2 years old, techazi lakrova. It's just not fit for this chattis you want to bring it for. But it's fit to be brought for different chattis. Eimul lay tani lay ovda. Maybe I would have thought to say, even though it got lost, so what? It doesn't like lose its din kedusha, and maybe would not go lemisazla. Tzricha, lead the Chiddush, no, in both cases, the din is like it goes, lemisa. Now the Gemara Stamias, Omiya, Marav, Och, it's true that Rav answers like this, Ivama Rava, Rava said himself, Aveda Delilo Loy Shime Aveda. Let's see, you set aside a chattis, and then you lost it at night time, and then by the next morning you want to set aside a second one, but you find the first one the next morning is, that's not called an Aveda at all. Because since when you lost it at night, it can be brought anyway, so that's not called like it was lost. So as Vama Rava Aveda Delilo Loy Shime Aveda, it must have Loy Dami. It's not like, it's the two cases are different. Aveda Delilah, when you lost it only at night time, at night time you can't do anything with the carbon. It's not fit for it in itself to be brought. And even if you tell me now you have to sell it, wait till it comes about with the money also you can't bring at night time. It's not fit to bring any carbon at night time. Therefore, if you lost it by night, that's not called an avudu at all. But over here, need the legufa lechazia. True, it's not fit for itself. But it's not fit for itself because you lost it right now. Bashenkein chazia ledemei. But for its dumb it is. Rashi says kaidim ledemei chazia kaidim shavda. But over here it is fit to be used for the dumb. Therefore, it's not a kashan rav. Here, the meister is called a good avuda. Only the Abalila, that's not called an Avuda, because it's not fit for anything. But over here, where it was fit, at least, if you would have brought the Domim, the money could be brought for Korbin, so here it's called an Avuda. And therefore, since it's called an Avuda, therefore, that's the Mishnah saying, that if it was Nishapru by Leo, then it would be Lemisa Ozla. Now the Gemara says, Tanan would learn like this, Hasheini Yiro Achi Stoiv, there's a Gemara in Yuma, Rashi brings down Gabi, the two serum that are brought on Yom Kippur. So it says the locher there, what's going to be if the one Lazozel dies? So the locher is you have to bring another two serum and make a girl to know which one goes Lazozel. And the one that goes Lazozel that you use. And the second one is you roll, let it pasture in the field, still becomes a bamum. Because you don't need it because you have the first one. So that's the locher Hashemi, the second one is you roll at Yistavu. The Yimorcha sell it. It has a reason because this is a chatas hatzibur, and by chatas hatzibur you don't have the loch of this chomish chatoyes to say that it's mesa. Mashma though, had the yochid, if this would be a chatas the yochid, then mesa, then it would have to die. So the question is, I v'omer Yochid himself says balachayim nidochin. Yochid says a balachay like this first. When you had the first pair of two serum, so one was Lashem, and then the one Lazozel died. So at the time when it died, the first one was a Baal Chai. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's Nidochim, you can't use that one anymore. Therefore, you have to bring another two, and you use the second two. Now, when you bring the second pair, you use the second Chatis for the Kapara. Vidach Kama comes out that the first Chatis that you have, that now it's nitchi, you can't use it anymore. Heavy like ibrush nasa, it's like it's year passed by, you can't use it anymore. If so, it says but time the tzibur. Why don't you have to let it lemisa's law? Only because here it's a korban tzibur. Mashmo the yochid would have been a korban yochid. Mesa would be mesa. So it's a kasha no shlokish. Here it's mashmo just that whenever it comes ibrush nasa, it's also lemisa's law. Rosh Lakish says, no, just Ibrish Nos alone is not Lemisazla. And here, once you can't use the first one, it's like Ovish Nosa. Someone says, no, I'm not going to say it like this. Techuyim Luchud, Viavutim Luchud, you can't bring me a proof. Over here, it's not Ovish, it's not really lost over here. It's only Dichud, like you never lost it. It's always around this first carbon. There's just a Loka that when the one Lazozo dies, you can't use it anymore. So here, Taka, you would be Lemisazla. If it would have been a Korban Yochid, and Echnam, you would be Lemisazla. But Vavudim Luchud, Echnam, Yavudim is different. If it just got lost, it'll be different. My time, what's the reason? Avudim, I'll tell you, died the lion. When it's lost, you have Das on it. Dilma Mishtachin, maybe you find it. So therefore, it's different. Mashenkein Duchuyin, where something got Dichud, you can't use it anymore. Hatei Lehadri Mishazi, it's not fit anymore. You can't use it.
Yeah.
The Ovdo, Binin, even though when he got lost, he said it has to have a race, it has to be a Bamum also. Mashenkin by Dchuyim is not that way. If something becomes Dichuy, then it goes Lamisa right away. You don't have to have a second thing of Ovdo with a race. And that's the reason why. Because when it becomes Dochuy, you don't have Das to use it anymore. Mashenkin, if something is Tam lost, you have Das, maybe you find it. Therefore, Stam, the fact that it's lost, that would not make it lemisos. There has to be two things. There has to be that it got lost, and when you find it also, you found it to be a balmum.